This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4107 for Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. Today's show is entitled Response to Hacker Public Radio 4065. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 22 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, shout out to a shout out, I talk more about what I want in a framework laptop.
Hello, everybody. This is Swift110, and I thought it would be great to do a response to one of my latest audio posts here on Hacker Public Radio. Noodles did a really, really, really good job at giving this response and sharing his information about the Intel framework that he is currently using. I appreciate the shout out back. By all means, guy, that was an amazing, amazing post here on Hacker Public Radio. Thanks again for that. Now, what he posted was HPR, that's 4065, Framework 13, 13th Generation Intel Review. This was in response to my post here on Hacker Public Radio. And that one, specifically, once I get my, wow, there it is. This was in response to my own personal post here. And yeah, I think mine was HPR 4045. So if you get a chance, check out my original post where I was making where I'm talking about my MacBook Pro 2015 and how I look forward to someday getting a Framework 13. Now let me go into that. The Framework 13 that I want in particular is the AMD version, and I want the best CPU and the most RAM that I can get in there. Like, that's like top. I know I want the AMD version from reading on Reddit and other comments I've seen online, because it has a better graphics card than the Intel version does. And so I wanted to make sure that if I get this new machine and I spend this new machine money, that I'm going to get the best that I can get. One of the things that I really like about Framework is their repairability. And to tell you a brief story about the MacBook 2010 that I have, I was using it, got it as a gift for free, and really nice. Used it for Zoom virtually every day during the pandemic, which was very critical to my mental health at the time because of everything going on in the world at that time, as I'm sure you can understand. And so it was nice being able to communicate with friends from different parts of the country by means of Zoom. And that machine, although really, really, really old, was really, really good at getting me connected to friends all over the country. And so I'm grateful for having that particular machine. It's just a beautiful thing. Now, I'm gonna somehow connect Apple to Framework. Now, what I appreciated about that particular machine, that MacBook of 2010, is that I could take the RAM from whatever was in there already, be it 2 gigs of RAM or 4 gigs of RAM, boom, I could bring it all the way up to 16 gigs of RAM. Nice, right? How many machines can you do that in modern times? Over time, things got soldered, hard drives got soldered, this got soldered, that got soldered, everybody soldered. Feel me? So it was good to go to a company that I wasn't expecting to have such upgradability, but to be able to make my machine a lot greater than what it was before I made those upgrades. Now, the upgrade, again, up to 16 gigs of RAM. Okay? I'm dealing with a Core 2 Duo CPU, But at least that Core 2 Duo CPU got some help, because in addition to that RAM, I was able to take out the original hard drive and get a new SSD that was not only newer, but being an SSD, it has no moving parts, so it's more durable, just a better, faster, and also had a greater amount of storage ability. That's definitely a plus on its own. And so upgrading the RAM, upgrading the hard drive, and then going from the operating system I had on that particular machine at the time, which I'm gonna venture, I forgot what it was. And you know what? It doesn't matter what it was, because I ended up putting Catalina on there. It took a long time to get it done because my internet was hot garbage at the time, but got the job done and had a functioning machine in that whole scenario. So yeah, congratulations. This is where Apple was doing at that time. Apple moved away from allowing their machines to be repairable by the user. And so in essence, they fell from grace, which is a real doggone shame if you ask me. Now, compare that to, for example, the T420 that I have right to my right. Very nice machine. Got it back in 2016, I believe. Got that from a pawn shop. Nice. But I also ended up getting a new one from an online retailer. There's a Surplus in Michigan. I got a nice T420 from them. And that one's really nice. Problem is, it overheats really easily, and I don't like that at all. And so it ended up not being so useful for Zoom because it would just cut off randomly, which is why I rarely use it. Also, there's an issue with the keyboard and whatever other issues I haven't forgot about. But that just is what it is. The fact that I had problems with that particular machine made me appreciate the MacBook 2010 even more. And I used that MacBook 2010 until I managed to spill just a little bit of water into the keyboard one day, July of a few years ago. Why I remember that, I have no idea. And from that day on, the keyboard just did not work properly. The machine was shut off randomly. I had to keep it plugged in all the time just for the thing to work and hope to goodness it doesn't come loose or anything would happen to shut it off, because then I'd have to unplug the battery. I'd have to press keys, do all kinds of stuff, and it might come back on or it might not. Sometimes I have to sit for a while and mess with it, then it comes on. But it was nice to just have it on for a while, but it still will be really wonky. Just needed a sip of water real quick. But yeah. Not that long afterwards, I was able to actually get this MacBook Pro 2015. This was a gift, and I really appreciate this machine from the time that I got it. It's actually running Monterey, and I'm going to be updating that in a little bit. Not to a new operating system, but just to another version, security version of that operating system. Make sure it stays up to date. And I'll stick on Monterey as long as it's reasonable to do so. And then when I see fit, I'll go to a later version. I'll see how far I can take that. But to be honest, right now, I'm really happy with this MacBook Pro from 2015. It's got 16 gigs of RAM. It's an i7 processor. All in all, let's be more specific about that, because I'm pretty much going to talk about what I have right now, and then compare that to what I actually want with regards to the framework. You probably was waiting for that talk about the framework. The actual CPU I have in here is an Intel i7-4770HQ. I got a GPU of an Intel Iris Pro, and I'm rocking 16 gigs of RAM. What I want to have in that framework, let's go to the actual framework website. Website is the Framework Laptop 13 Do-It-Yourself Edition AMD Ryzen 7040 series. Boom, boom, boom. Let's click on that orange configure button, shall we? Ooh. What do we got here? Do I really want that 7040 series? I bet you I can do better than that. Why don't I go ahead and get that 7840U with that 8 core and 16 thread, and it comes with that big battery, 61 watt hours, okay? That's going to be an additional 320 over the 849 that I started off with for a whopping $1,169, okay? Now I'm going to add to that even more, and let's just assume that I'm configuring this machine with all parts from Framework and that I'm not getting my own from another source. So let's do this DDR5. 64 gigs. That's another $320. That brings me up to $1,489. Now, I already got that going on. Let's talk about the storage. What kind of storage do I want? Western Digital Black. SN770 or SN850X NVMe. Well, the SN850X NVMe is 1 terabyte and it's only a couple bucks more than $99. So what the heck? Let me go ahead and do that. Oh no! Operating system, you're trying to get me to put Windows on this thing. I will not curse this machine with Windows. I guarantee it. So I tell you what, we can go ahead and click that non bring your own. Now we come to a bezel. You see, one of the reasons that I like the Framework is the fact that you can customize your machine according to what you want. You're not going to try to give me a machine that just got 8 gigs of RAM in 2024. You know why? Because that's absolutely ridiculous. And anybody that does that ought to be ashamed of themselves. Yeah, I'm talking to you. All right, let's get back to business here. I have an option of a black bezel, gray bezel, orange bezel, green bezel, lavender, thought I was going to say it again, or red. Last three, definitely not going to happen. I'm leaning on orange, gray, or black. Don't matter. So let's go ahead, kick it with the keyboard, US English, of course, because I speak English. Power adapter. Let's say I want a power adapter. Do I want a 60 watt power adapter? You better betcha. Let's talk about these expansion cords. Alright, I definitely want a USB-C. Definitely want two USB-A's. I definitely want an HDMI third generation. Booyah. Do I need Ethernet? Do I need micro SD? Maybe not. Now, the truth of the matter is that I already have a USB-C dock, so I may not need all this to be in the machine as an expansion card, but A, it wouldn't hurt to have because it's just $20 for that micro SD. So I'm not even tripping off of that at all. Let's see. What can I get right now? How about we get another USB-C? Okay? I'm already up to $1,727. So $1,727. $27. And do I want a storage expansion card? 250. I don't really need one. What I would like to do is perhaps, remember I told you about putting that cursed Windows on this machine? I don't want to put Windows on that main drive, but I'd be open to using it by means of an expansion card. And then having the main drive run my Linux. The distribution of Linux I'd be using is called Solus. I think that would be a fantastic choice. So that's good to go. I don't necessarily need a storage expansion card off the break, so we're going to leave that the way it is. So let's go ahead. It says make a selection for bezel. Oh, you're going to make me make a selection. That's okay. How about I go with black? Boring, I know. Shoot me. Okay, let's do the add to bag. $1,727. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Oh, as it turns out, I've already configured a machine several times. That's why my price is what it is, because this is multiple machines. Wow. Okay. Not bad. But at least you get the point of what it is that I would like as far as this particular framework machine. Now, one of the things that I look forward to moving from the MacBook Pro that I carry around every day right now, this MacBook Pro from 2015 to a framework AMD 13-inch, is that it'll be lighter. Probably about a pound and a half lighter. And I gotta make sure I don't make up for that pound and a half by adding more into my bag than what I need. So I'll work on that. So now, it's nice having the machine, but it will be nice to have something new. Now, my MacBook Pro can get a little noisy sometimes. Never anything really bothersome, but it is what it is. What I like about the framework is that it's also a rugged design, and that appeals to me. Something goes wrong, I can go get a new part, boom, pop that back in, do all the work myself, and everything that is in there. I meant to make this comment about Apple. When you do repair stuff, sometimes you have to use a special screwdriver head. I think it's called the Pentalobe, whatever you call it. And so, the thing about the framework, all you need is one screwdriver. And you can handle any piece that's in that machine. I love it. I also love the fact that all the pieces in there, the components that are in there, are also marked with the QR code. There's also a marketplace. You can buy used pieces. You can do what you need to have a new machine the way you want it. Love it. What else is great about the framework in particular? Well, let's say you have a 13th generation AMD framework. Better yet, let me go even further. Let's go all the way back to when framework first started with their 11th generation Intel. I can literally take that 11th generation Intel device and upgrade to a 13th generation CPU. Intel, it can be AMD for crying out loud. What other machines can you do that with? I'll wait. Psych. Can't do that. I don't know of any other machines you can do that with. Where you can jump generations like that. Now, in the classic ThinkPads, you could put a new, you could put a newer CPU in there. You could do some things. This takes that to the next level, and I want you to understand that. Once you take that to the next level, it means you theoretically have a laptop that you don't need to throw away. And a beautiful thing about those motherboards is that once you're done with them, you can build a whole new PC off of that. Isn't that awesome? So you'll always have a use for those older motherboards. They won't just be sitting around gathering dust unless that's just what you want it to do. There was something I meant to say, and I don't want to forget it because it's a very important thing. Let's see. Let me take another sip of water. I'm hoping you can hear me right because I was using these earbuds, but the thing is they get loose in my ear and they are like about to fall, and then when I adjust them, then it messes up my audio. And that gets really annoying. That's why I like the ones that go over the ear, like the hook, because then they stay in place and I don't have to have them move while I'm talking. The vibration kind of makes them come out of my ear, and that's really annoying. Goodness, it's annoying. I'm trying to think of what I was about to say. I've been meaning to do, oh well, I lost it. So we're not even going to worry about that. Let's go back to the recording. I'm obviously still recording because that's what I do. And like I said, I'm looking for a machine that I can build myself. Something I can really enjoy, and I don't have to make expensive repairs to it either. I've learned a lot about this company ever since it came out. I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos. everything, different ones that have reviewed it. And shout out to Lewis Rossman as well, because I appreciate the way that he is very straightforward about what he has to say and doesn't pull punches. Great job. Thanks, Lewis. And it's just nice to be able to have such a nice machine. And it's truly mine. It's what I'm going for, and that's what we're going to be doing. And what else did I want to say while I was here? Like I said, I'll be using Solus on here. And yeah. So that's about all I really have to say at this point, really. I thought there was something else. I can always do another recording and follow up on what I'm saying right now. But it is what it is, and I might redo this one as well. But anyway, this has been Swift 110, and I've been talking about the journey from MacBook Pro 2015 to Framework AMD, 13-inch Framework AMD, 13th generation, and how nice that would be. Going from a 16 gig laptop, so using 64 gigs would be really nice. I'm curious of how much power I'll get out of it. Battery life I don't see as being a real issue. I just look at it as being a really fantastic voyage that I'm about to be on once I get the money for it, which is a whole nother thing. But I thank you all for listening to me. And you guys, by all means, feel free to do your own recordings here on Hacker Public Radio. This is purely ordinary people talking about ordinary things, especially in the world of technology. If you have something you want to talk about, get off your chest here, feel free to submit your recording here at Hacker Public Radio. They would love to hear from you. Better yet, we would love to hear what you have to say. Again, this is Swift 110. You guys have a fantastic day.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.